Paul, could you give us an update on Dustin Byfuglien today?
So he has got a new injury, and he won't make the trip. And then we'll, over that 5-6 day block, we'll evaluate it and hope it settles down and we get good news.
Upper body, lower body?
Lower.
Lower.
Okay. Suffered on days off or in the game?
The Colorado in the game. Yeah.
So there is no timeline right now, window that you would be looking
at? No, he's got to get more tests done so that we know exactly what we're looking at.
Are you worried it could be long-term?
The right thing for me to do out of the coach's book is just cut it off because I've given you more information, and Brownie's already starting to sweat over there. I'm hopeful it's not. I'm feeling pretty confident it's not, but, the tests are going to tell us, so.
Well, you have Tucker Poolman back up, and he's obviously been playing very well with the Moose. Chance he gets in a game here on the trip?
You know what? Sure. Because I'm not looking to pull guys out, but we've got now some younger guys, some guys that are playing with some nicks. So, for sure, no problem. If it's the right thing, he'll go in for sure.
Sure. You guys had the day off Sunday and were scheduled to practice yesterday and obviously changed those plans. What was maybe the thought process behind an extra day away from the rink?
I didn't think being on the ice yesterday was going to make us any better at all. And it was just a feeling. I got that sense going, maybe it's going to the East Coast twice and coming back, and the schedule they ran, which I didn't think was necessarily heavy. Like, we weren't getting off the plane at 2 o'clock in the morning, but we haven't been right in our games. That energy, that pop, that is kind of the fountain that everything comes from with our team. Like, if we aren't jumping and all the things fall off, our hands just aren't right, our reads are a little bit slow. It's not terrible hockey, but it doesn't, the Montreal game was rough, but after that, we like chunks of all our games. We weren't on it, and I thought they needed some rest. And, it's a pretty competitive environment, and the coach was grumpy and using bad language. And sometimes you need 2 days just not to yell at anybody. And we come back here today and had a good practice, right? Like, the meetings are good. The guys are wide. They're back into it. They're kind of happy to see each other. There's lots of chatter in the room. So at least for today, I like the result that we got from getting a little more rest.
I know it's just practice, but we were watching, and Patrick Laine ripped, I think, 3 shots that looked like Hellebuck and Brassois didn't know what was going on. Did you see something from Patrick in practice today that's maybe encouraging?
You know what? Patrick hasn't shot the puck in practice probably since the second week that he was here the way he can, out of kindness for his teammates. By week 2, the guys were moving, right? It goes to him. Everybody's on the other side of the ice hoping they don't get that could stop a guy's career pretty short, so he doesn't. So he shot a couple today like Patty can, and nobody's stopping those, so it was good.
Got everybody's attention.
They enjoyed that, didn't they? Players enjoyed that, that's for sure.
Does that tell us that he has maybe turned some kind of corner as far as determination or anything?
I don't know. Like, this is all new for all of us. It's new for Patty. He's never gone through this before. I've never coached a player this extreme before that can shoot the way he does, and then it doesn't go for him. But we're learning together. I know that he's done the things that we've asked him to do after practice. He's worked at it. He's 20, and this is not an easy situation. So I'm hopeful of that is, sure. I hope that's sometimes just something positive, right? Connor Hellebuck's glove save in New York, in my mind, set him up for the next month and a half. He was good. So Patty's worked hard. He worked hard today in practice. He scored a couple of Patty Laine-type goals, and everybody had a smile on their face while he was doing it, even the goalies.
Is there some growth in how he's handling adversity with it? Like, last year a lot was made out of his comments about how hockey is hard and that sort of thing.
Yep.
But this year, I mean, even when speaking with him just today in the room, he looked just outwardly, energy-wise, to be like he was handling it maybe a little bit differently than he has.
Well, you'd hope so, but not that there was a – it was because he's normal, right? He's just a normal – how do I say kid, because he's a grown man, but he's 20, and – at 20, very few people in the world would face, and I'm not talking about the serious, I'm talking about in the hockey world, are going to face what he's going through. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He's got a contract coming up. He's got everybody's eyes on him every time he touches the puck. So he's learning how to handle this, and I think he's done a real good job with it. Is there more growth? For sure, right? All of these players will tell you Blake Wheeler wasn't Blake Wheeler at 20, right? He's a different man now. So you go through things, you learn, you get better, you get stronger.
Just wanted to ask about Nick Petan. Is there a chance that he maybe gets in a game here at some point? I know you've just got the one extra forward, but
yeah, you know what? What happened with Nick is that he the timing wasn't great for him because that fourth line,
right,
statistically, I think was as good as our first line on a third of the minutes. And then, so let's say they fall off a little bit. Do you pull a kid out of the lineup then? If he's been great for a month and a half and he has two or three off nights, do you yank him out then? That's what I deal with right now. They've played so very well for us. I want to show some confidence in them, and I want to show them that they get treated like, in some ways, like the Lion-A's and Ealers of the world. If they're having a tough stretch, the coach isn't putting them in the stands or benching them, and they can go out and get their game back without playing with a whole lot of fear. So, sure, I'd like to get Nick into a game, absolutely, but I don't want to take one of those guys who has played so very well for us so far.
Seven of the next nine now on the road, and some really tough opponents coming up. I know you take it day by day, but looking at the big block ahead, I guess there's a tough challenge ahead.
Awesome opportunity to find your game. He can feel good at home, and we're still a real good home team, right? Even in over our stretch, we've won some games, lost in overtimes, we've generated points. But you can find your game on the road. You get a group of guys. A road win where everybody's on the bus together and everybody's on the plane together, I think you can get a real good bounce off that. So some teams say they like going on the road because they don't want to play at home because they're struggling at home. We like playing at home, right? We play well there, but going on the road is a good challenge.
Matthew Pro was saying your response to the two wins in seven, the extra day off instead of the bag skate, was welcome for a guy like him. I guess you expect kind of a payback now then, right? You expect a response.
I made that decision because I thought it was right. I wasn't trying to buy them to play harder. You get enough experience over time. There's times when they need a wake-up call, and there's times when they're grinding for it. That's the way I felt. I mean, they weren't cheating the game. They weren't on it. They weren't right, and they were struggling. I thought the best chance for us to win in Colorado going forward was to get them rested, get them feeling good. You know, we're sitting at 76 points because we've done a lot of hard work and done a lot of games, played hard and, you know, kind of fought through long stretches with key guys out. So I have faith in this group. We aren't happy with their game. And the coach was being an ass all week last week, too. So they needed – I needed to be away from them, too. So it was good for everybody.
It's probably your last chance for a two-day break.
Yeah, and that was maybe the single biggest factor, right? We've got two more two-day blocks for the end of the season, and we're going to go back to the East Coast, West Coast twice, and then split almost to the – at the end of the season. Our travel getting real heavy, so take advantage while you can.